Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 56, hour number three on this fine Monday is upon us now. Kurt Rogers, our Monday Mortgage Minute. Hello, Kurt. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you?
I am doing very well. I actually had a nice vacation, and it was really nice, actually.
Yeah, and you got a great week going. It's, what, 60 degrees today? It's almost like springtime.
Not bad. You know, snow will come again, but, hey, that's life in Colorado. Nothing wrong with that.
But we got snow coming, which is another good thing.
That's right. So talk to us, Kurt, about just mortgages, refis, investment properties. I mean, there's so much stuff going on right now, and yet I think some people are afraid that, you know, if they jump in and start doing something today, you know, they're going to get bit by higher rates tomorrow. You know, if they don't get things done quickly enough. Talk to us about all that.
And actually, there should be no fear about the rates. The rates are actually going to continue to stay low like they are. The feds have pretty much guaranteed that. You know, a lot of people, and these are fear mongers that think that with Biden in office or going into office, that the economy is going to change and the rates are going to go up. But he doesn't control the feds, so the feds are going to keep the rates low. It's too important for the economy to keep mortgages moving forward, so they're not going to change. What will change is the price of homes is continuing to go up.
Right. I've noticed even in, I mean, everybody out there listening pretty much knows my cabin burned down, you know, a couple of months ago, so I've been trying to kind of look at what's going on and what's happening and so on. And Kurt, I will tell you that even in the area where the cabin was and burned down, you know, you're starting to look at other properties potentially maybe to pick up. And even in 2 months, the prices have gone up in 2 months.
Right. And, you know, last week they came out with the new conforming loan limits, and they're now $596,000. And if you have in certain areas in Colorado, it's as high as 832.
Wow.
Those are conforming type loan limits.
Wow.
So those are the low rates for that amount of money. That just shows that the value of homes are going up.
So if you're somebody, this is just a side note, you're a first-time home buyer, what kind of programs do you have to help somebody so they can even get in and get started?
There are some first-time home buyer programs that are designed, they're called Home Ready and Home Possible. They require only 3% down, and you don't have to worry about the mortgage insurance. You can actually get it without mortgage insurance. So there are some programs for that. There used to be a program out called CHAFA, but CHAFA has gotten extremely limited because of COVID right now. So, but the lenders do have these two other programs out, Home Ready and Home Possible, that are pretty good for first-time home buyers.
All right. How do they get a hold of you, Kurt?
720-895-0500, and then go to our website at aimortgage.net.
All right. Now, what's going on tomorrow on Haystack Help?
Tomorrow I got a guy on my, what I call my handyman, the guy that does all kinds of the little fix-it, repair-type things. He's been doing the business for a long time, and he's got some cute little techniques that we're going to kind of go over.
Awesome. Okay, good stuff. Kurt, as always, I appreciate it. That's our Monday Mortgage Minute. Have a great night, Kurt.
All righty, bye.
All right, take care. That is, according to Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500, which he's the guy to call if you need anything done around the house. Mighty Hand Construction. I appreciate Rob, by the way, from Mighty Hand joining in with Andy last week and co-hosting with him. I do appreciate that very much. But if you need anything done around the house in northern Colorado, a remodel, an expansion, a building built, you name it, they can help you. And Kurt can help you with how to get all that done. It's Mighty Hand Construction. Those guys would love to help you. Go to klzradio.com or call 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now, it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates, and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, folks, if there's anything you need when it comes to collision work, you need to talk to Alan at A Good Shop. And what I mean by that is if you're involved in an accident, and whether it's your fault or not, you have a choice of who fixes your car. Alan has three locations to serve you. It makes things much easier for you, and they're certified in all the different brands that are out there at different locations. Just call and find out how that works as well. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At A Good Shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by A Good Shop Lifetime Guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Joe joining us now from the East Coast. Joe, how are you, sir?
John, I'm great. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, a couple things. On these Pitkin County, I just sent you an article. There is a booming market
in fake
COVID tests.
Unbelievable.
I have one from about 4 months ago. I had to go in the hospital for a minor outpatient procedure, and they wouldn't let me come in for the procedure unless I had a negative COVID test.
Oh,
so I had one taken. I still have it on my computer. I've got Adobe Acrobat Standard.
Easy.
All I have to do is bring it up, change the date, and boom, I got one. I could actually change the name and give and make it your test. I mean,
unbelievable. And unless they're really cracking down, which the article talked about how in some cases they are, but the reality is unless somebody's really astute and calling the test center to find out if your test is valid, how would they know otherwise, Joe?
Yeah, how do you know? And if you're eating in a restaurant up there and you're from out of the county, are the police going to come to your restaurant and ask the patrons,
Joe, is even the hotel that you're staying at, if you show them a negative test, you think the hotel, especially if it's, 9 o'clock at night when you're checking in, do you really think the hotel's going to call and find out whether or not your test is valid or not?
Of course not. They want your business. They don't want you kicked out.
I see this business of black market, negative COVID tests just booming.
Well, let me tell you how unenforceable. And I mentioned this to Andy while you're gone. In Jersey here, there's a casino across the river in Pennsylvania. It's about a 30-minute drive from here, and I went over with my daughter. She was here, and we went over during the Thanksgiving holidays. Half the cars in the parking lot had Jersey plates. Now, there's a big sign as you cross the Delaware mandatory 14-day quarantine. If you read it, if you're coming in from out of state, you're supposed to go to a hotel room or somebody's house and not leave your room. Half the cars in the parking lot are from out of state, and they have these hot seat drawings every hour. And I'm sitting there, and they're calling the names. So-and-so from Morristown, New Jersey, come on up. So-and-so from Trenton, come on up. I mean, the casino is literally calling the names of New Jersey residents to come up and claim their prizes. The casino doesn't care.
No, none of them care.
None of them care.
The only body that cares are the elected bureaucrats that feel like they need to implement these stupid things. And outside of that, there's a few Karens of the world running around that work for, you know, whoever's checking in when you get to the airport or whatever the case may be. But outside of that, there's not too many of them, Joe.
No, and it's I think it's hubris, John, in terms of these politicians thinking they can influence this. You know, Biden with his 100-day mask plan.
Stupid.
And he ended, I think we're going to see a significant, you know, favorable result. He's making promises. His mouth's making promises that he can't keep. If you look at Europe, they've been on this for longer than 100 days. In France, you can't even ride a bike on the street without wearing a mask. And it hasn't stopped the resurgence.
No, and the reality, Joe, and this is maybe I'm wrong, and I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm just, you know me, I'm just kind of a common sense guy that looks at the world in maybe a different lens than everybody else does. I just try to apply common sense to things and move forward. If we're talking about a virus that is a really, really small micron, minute particle that is actually traveling in the air. And if you think that some little cotton or paper mask is going to keep you from that virus or that virus from exiting you and going someplace else, Joe, I got some swampland in Florida I'd like to sell you.
Yeah. And by the way, I think 90-some percent of the people who became infected said that they always wore a mask.
Well, look at our own governor right now. You know, Polis and his husband both have it. And I can tell you right now that those guys are probably as religious of wearing masks and making the people around them wear it as probably anybody, unless they take it all off when they're not in the public, and maybe that's the case. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter, John, because the primary vector is not through the nose. It's through the mucous membrane of the eyes. So unless you're wearing a full face shield, the mask is not going to protect
you. Well, I'm going to go one step further, Joe, because I've really watched this lately, especially traveling as I did, you know, last week. I got another story I want to share with you as well. But, you know, as I'm traveling and I'm watching how people actually function with their masks on, I will be the first to tell you that even myself, when you're wearing a mask, you are fussing with your face, your eyes, your nose, everything, far more than if you didn't have one on. I am convinced we are doing nothing more than increasing the spread of it by wearing masks versus decreasing it.
John, you could very well be right. And let me also talk now about this this imaginary Thanksgiving spike that happened.
That didn't exist, but go ahead.
I don't know if you read the email, but I looked at the Colorado data. Now, Thanksgiving was 10, 11 days ago. We've had five consecutive days of decrease in hospitalizations. The rate of discharge, I mean, we're down 10% from November 23rd. So the hospitalizations are dropping. We're not seeing the spikes. And if you want to get to herd immunity, nothing will get you there quicker than having a bunch of young, healthy people get it and recover.
That's right.
And that's where we are.
But, you know, back to the mask thing real quick, and I'm not poking at any particular airline here, but I flew Southwest, you know, to my destination this last week on vacation. And at one point, there was a particular gentleman trying to board the airplane that had a gator on. And the gate attendant basically said, you can't board the plane with that. You need an actual mask. And if you don't have one, we'll provide you this paper medical, you know, the cheesy little blue medical ones.
Sure.
So the guy's trying to dig through his bag. He can't find it. So he basically grabs the one, puts that on. He still has his gator on. He gets on the plane. But mind you, one of the male flight attendants that's actually serving everybody on the flight, guess what he's wearing, Joe?
A gator.
A gator.
A gator.
Go figure. You can't board the plane with a gator, but we'll serve you after you get on with a gator. Oh, and I'm not picking at Southwest because, frankly, I don't care if they wear one at all, Joe. I'm just using the example of how inconsistent all of this is across the board.
Well, let me give you a couple others. So I actually did take a flight 2 weeks ago. I had to go down to Texas for one of our oil field companies. So I'm sitting in the airport in the waiting area in Concourse B at DIA.
Okay.
And only every fourth seat is open. There's two empty seats between you and the next guy.
Right.
Yet when you get on the plane, they're putting you shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. So if you're, well, and talk about the, you know, I was on the same ride, you know, the same train, Joe, to get to the concourse that you actually traveled on as well, I'm sure, because, you know, we all know how the trains work. Tell me how full the train was.
My cars were pretty full.
Yeah, mine was jam-packed. I mean, you had to actually get somebody to step aside to get on the train.
Right, so what good does it do?
None. You know,
if you're going to jam-pack on the train, and you're going to ride shoulder-to-shoulder with somebody on an airplane for 3 hours, why are you blocking off two out of four seats?
Great question. Why are you making people stand 6 feet apart when you're getting to ready to check in? Now, I will say this, Joe, and I've said this before. The only part of all of this I actually do enjoy is I'm a guy that kind of likes my, you know, my personal space. So I don't like the guy at the grocery store breathing down your neck. If there's anything that I hope we do keep moving forward, is give everybody a little space if you actually are in line. I can live with that one.
Right. And let me give you, you probably didn't read it because you're on vacation, John, but I sent you an article. There was a study where they found out a bunch of scientists who are experts in what's called fluid dynamics. Now, you may not believe this, but people think of fluid like water. Air is a fluid.
Yes.
When you see these... like
It's got moisture in it. It's a fluid, exactly. And depending upon where you're at, there's more or less of it in it.
Well, but air is actually, even dry air, when you see these drag tests where the car
have
the smoke going over.
That's right. Smoke test.
That's fluid flow. So air is a fluid. Anyway, they applied fluid dynamics to the virus spread. And what they found, and they used, apparently fluid dynamics has been used in the perfume industry for years. Have you ever had a woman walk past you from 3 or 4 feet away and smelled her perfume?
Joe, I've had men walk by and smell that, yes.
Or you smell their aftershave.
Yes.
And depending on which way the ventilation system is in a building, there can be somebody 8 feet away from you, and they can walk in, and if the air is blowing over them towards you, you're going to smell their perfume. Well, guess what? If the perfume is carrying from them to you, the virus is going to carry from them to you.
Joe, any of us that have hunted, and know that you have to hunt into the wind because otherwise animals will smell you up to some cases a half a mile away. We've all experienced that as hunters. So if that's the case, and granted, animals have a keen sense of smell, but if they can smell our scent that far away, is it not traveling that far also?
Oh, absolutely. And what they said is, their conclusion was, social distancing is worthless.
Yep.
Because you know, I mean, they basically proved it with all these studies, but they said no. And they said, and here's the analogy, you know, and you just proved it again. If an animal can smell you from 500 yards away, that means your scent is traveling. And if your scent can travel, the virus can travel. It's airborne.
Yep.
It'll enter your body.
I am convinced, Joe, the farther down the road we get with all of this, and again, I'm not a doctor, epidemiologist, and don't want to be, frankly, but I think I can use common sense and say at this point that this is one of those things, Joe, it's just like the flu. You're either going to get it, or your immune system is going to be strong enough to fight it off. The reality is you're already being exposed to it on a daily basis unless you just lock yourself in a basement all by yourself and have no other contact.
Well, John, but you know, I spent Thanksgiving with family. I'm at high risk because I spent Thanksgiving with family, John.
Yeah.
I mean, what a ridiculous.
It's so dumb, Joe.
I heard you talk.
The way we have handled all, and again, in Colorado, I read today the headlines where we've got a spike in some of the assisted living and some of the elder care here in Colorado. And again, it's because, Joe, we're not doing this correctly. If we were protecting those that are the most vulnerable, there would not be a spike there. And by the way, they're the only ones that need protected. The rest of us need to live our lives.
Exactly. I don't know if you ever saw the pie chart, the percentage of COVID deaths from people aged 5 to 22, which is basically school age, it was such a tiny sliver. It's like it's 0.02% or something. And most of those in that age group, they had some underlying condition like, you know, obesity, diabetes or cancer, you know, being treated for cancer. So if you're between, you know, even under age 40, your chance of dying from a COVID infection are slim to none.
So. Let's just say this, Joe. Your chances of dying are about as equal with a lot of other things out in the world that will kill you. But again, if you don't want to die, lock yourself in the basement. Tell me how that goes for you after the next 5 or 10 years, because that's not going to work out so well either. So the reality is, Joe, living is dying.
Living, yes. I mean, we're all going to die, and it's not about the it's not about the destination. It's about the quality.
That's right. Thank you. And right now, given the COVID conditions we're in and the lockdowns, it ain't real fun.
Nope. So I'm just going to I'm going to live my life day to day.
You and me.
Enjoy the trip.
You and me both, sir. Yep. Well said, right. Joe. Thanks as always. I appreciate the phone call and all the information you keep sending, and I do appreciate that very much. Purify Chevrolet, folks, is coming up next, and as I said earlier. While I was on vacation, I did get notified that my Corvette is in, my C8 Corvette. You're welcome to go by and look at it. Our plan is to leave that up there in their Corvette museum for at least a month or two. So you're welcome to go by, take a peek at it, actually see what one looks at firsthand. And, you know, those of you that are enthusiasts and really want to see it, it is up there. You can go by and look at it and check out all the other deals they've got at Purifier Chevrolet, new and used. It's all there in Fort Lupton. PurifierChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Folks, I said earlier, we're getting to the end of the year here, and you start planning things out financially, planning, estate planning, all those different things. Well, make sure that your financial self is in order for retirement, and that's where Al Smith comes into play. Maybe you're not happy with your current financial advisor. Al would love to step in and help you out in that area. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor. 303-744-1128 or I should say, look him up at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our next guest joining us, Garland Favorito. Did I say that right, Garland?
You certainly did, John. Thanks for having me on.
I do appreciate it. Co-founded Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. And, man, the whole country right now, Garland, is watching Georgia. Bring us up to speed.
Wow. Well, there's a lot going on down here, John. We're going to have House hearings last week. We had Senate hearings. Last week. We're having House hearings this week. The president's team was down. And they did a dramatic video, showed one of Fulton County, in which there are apparent improprieties with the absentee ballots. We were already aware of that since we live here, but we were not aware that the video existed. We were aware that Fulton County had We had four different counters, very experienced poll workers who were hand counting the audit, and they found absentee ballots that did not appear to be legitimate. And I can go into it for a variety of those reasons. But it appears that the county has possibly introduced fraudulent ballots into the process. You've probably heard this as, you know, around in Detroit and other cities like Philadelphia as well. But it appears that it possibly happened here on a smaller scale. So that's a big, big issue. We're trying to get the ballots available to the public so that we can inspect them, determine if there are any invalid ballots or not, and then we can figure out who actually won the electoral votes in Georgia.
Real quick, so I'm going to stop you there, because everything that we're hearing, you know, so we're in Colorado, and what I've been watching and reading and hearing, and what somebody even sent me today as a listener, is that the certification process has already happened in Georgia. Is that in fact the case, or is that a rumor?
No, that is the case. The Fulton County and the Secretary of State both certified results that I'd say more than half the people believe are fraudulent.
Okay.
So, and with good evidence, not just hearsay, but with actual evidence like we're talking about for the Fulton County, that's the biggest problem. And then, of course, you get into, I know you probably want to talk about the Dominion vote spread
down
in Ware County. We don't know how widespread that is, but that did occur as well, and we asked for an investigation on that. And again, we're being stymied. So there's just no one here in Georgia, for the most part, at least in the Secretary of State's office, that wants legitimate, transparent elections. And that's where we are.
Why do you I think I know why. Why do you think that is?
Well, the Secretary of State's office is in mass cover-up mode now, as is in Fulton County. It's just an absolute cover-up here, John. Fulton County will not allow the ballots to be inspected. I have an open records request I put in prior to certification. They will not respond. We are possibly going to try to take them maybe to court if we can find the right scenario to do that. The Secretary of State and even the governor have been accused of being in bed with Dominion. There's some evidence for that. And, of course, that's one of the issues that Lynn Wood raised here. But they're just basically the establishment on both sides. Neither one want verifiable, auditable, and recount-capable elections. They've been fighting it for 18 years, ever since I first got involved with this and trying to steer them away from paperless voting systems. But that's just unfortunately the way it is. Georgia's probably one of the worst in the country in terms of their voting system reliability and recount preparedness.
Where timeline-wise, the concern that I've got is, you know, where do things need to be timeline-wise to make it work so that if you're, you know, going to try to overturn an election for example, or get the electors handled correctly, you know, what you guys' timeline like in that? And I see the timeline fast approaching. December 14th is only a week away. There's not a lot of time left. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, you're exactly right, John. So, the electors, I think, will be decided next week. That would be a travesty if we went into next week not knowing if these absentee ballots are valid or not. We're talking about 150,000 absentee ballots in a margin of victory that's only 12,500 or so. So they're willing to try to cover that up, and they're willing to try to hide the Dominion vote flipping incident. They're trying to cover that up, and that one impacts other states because Michigan has the same machines, Dominion Democracy Suite 5.5, as does Maricopa County in Arizona. And they haven't done any audits, to my knowledge, in either one of those states, other than the Antrim County, which the officials found that error and corrected it. So we're looking at massive, widespread election fraud and a lack of transparency amongst, you know, across states, across state boundaries. So it's just sad and absurd that in America we would run probably some of the worst elections in the entire world.
Yeah, and you're getting, you know, you're basically saying, or took the words out of my mouth, what you guys have going on in Georgia, in fact, what's going to happen even on the Senate side of the fence, really. And I hate to give you guys all this credit, but the reality is you're going to set the tone for what happens in our country moving forward.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, John, and that's why we are fighting so hard. You would just not believe the patriots that are coming out of the woodwork and the walls in Georgia to try to do something. We had over 100 people set to testify at the Senate hearing, and not even even a third of those got on. I was number six for the president's legal team, and they cut me out and put me at the bottom, knowing that I would never get on and never be able to reveal any of this information so that the world, you know, and the country can see it.
Absolutely amazing and a travesty, Garland, at the same time. I mean, we in this country expect, at least I as a voter do, to have clear, transparent, and honest elections. I mean, we do not want to become a third world country where you have to get an ink mark on your thumb to prove that you actually voted that day.
Absolutely, and that's why we have to fight now. We have to fight this because if, and you know, we don't know for sure that the fraud is there, but it sure does look like it. It's got the fingerprints. But if someone could steal the presidential election right now, you know, they could steal any election from now until the future. So we're in an all-out war here. We're doing the best we can. The Secretary of State and the counties are in cover mode, and these are Republicans. These are not just the Democrats. So it's really atrocious, but that's really where it boils down to is you've got the establishment of both parties trying to maintain control by cramming unverifiable voting down the throats of the people and forcing them to accept it against their will.
Yeah, and I talked about this earlier, Garland. Really what it all boils down to, too, is not so much that people don't like Donald Trump, even though they don't. Let's face it, there's people out there that don't like Donald Trump. But really what it boils down to is they don't like what Donald Trump has done, what he stands for, and what he would continue to do if he's there four more years.
Well, right, that's got something to do with it. I get the fact that some people don't like Donald Trump's character. You know, I can buy into that. But you're right, there's a lot of political motives.
Well, you know, let's just use China for an example. We know the establishment Republicans and Democrats do not want to see those ties severed. They want to see us in bed with them on down the road because that's where a lot of their funding and money comes from. So both sides in that particular case don't want to see that happen. So in that case, he's their worst enemy, Donald Trump is.
You're absolutely right. And a classic example here is Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp bought a lot of the COVID supplies from China. Lots of question is, why did he have to do that? You know, we could debate that, but Lynn Wood called him out on that. And he apparently profited from that, according to Lynn Wood. And Lynn is a defamation lawsuit lawyer, so he knows he would get sued if he was wrong. So that's a great example of, you know, how that comes right back to Georgia.
Yeah, and again, boy, you know, and I I'm not trying to put you guys on a pedestal, but let's face it, Garland, you are on one. By the way, we're talking to Garland Favorito, co-founder of Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. And Garland, you guys literally are, Georgia right now is on a pedestal, not just with your election results currently, but what's going to come out of the Senate runoff as well.
Well, right, and we get that, and before we can even get to the Senate, we have to we have to fix this presidential race. Everybody in Georgia has got to know one way or another who really won. Because, as I said before, if they can steal this race, they can steal the Senate race.
That's right.
Very easily.
How can folks, Garland, find out more about your organization and get involved and stay attuned into what's going on there?
Several ways, John. So voterga.org is our website. If folks are still on Facebook and Twitter, they could follow us on either one of those places. It's VoterGA. You can join VoterGA. It's free. And you could follow us on follow me on Twitter at VoterGA.
Perfect. Garland, I appreciate it very much, and as we continue down the road, we'll probably have you back and get some updates as we move forward here.
Love to do it, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Garland. I appreciate it very much, sir. Again, it's voterga.org. Extreme Auto Repair is next, folks, and keep that vehicle in top-notch working order, and don't forget the great deal they've got right now on Cooper Tires with a fabulous $50 rebate as well. It's a prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires. Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071 or klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Kevin Flesh at Flesh & Beck Law Firm. No matter what accident you've been involved in, if you're not getting the response you need from the other party, insurance company or what have you, give Kevin a call today. It's fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H, or 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts, 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I appreciate you guys joining me today. I really do. And thank you all again, Andy, and all the different folks that were involved in keeping things going while I was gone. I appreciate that very much. So there was an article that I read. Again, I didn't read a whole lot of things when I was on vacation, but one that I actually read that caught my eye was a Bloomberg article of millions of Americans expected to lose their home as COVID rages. And I'm not denying that. I guess what I'm wanting to know is exactly what is the actual uptick. This article says that almost 18 million adults are behind on mortgage and rent payments. And so what that really is saying is the headline doesn't necessarily say there will be that many foreclosures. What it's saying is that many people could actually lose the home they live in now because they either can't pay the mortgage or the rent. The CDC suspension on evictions is slated to expire at the end of 2020, which, by the way, I don't think they ever should have been set in motion in the first place. We're going to get a guest on later this week and actually talk about that because, frankly, that's unconstitutional. They don't have the ability to actually do what they did in that area. That's a whole other topic for a different day. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But what I'm trying to figure out, and I didn't have a chance to actually do all the research, is how many people on an annual basis lose their homes anyways. Because keep in mind, there are a certain amount of mishaps, things that happen, deaths in families, accidents, disabilities, things that happen that come along the line that you know make it where people lose their homes anyways. What I'm wanting to know is what's the actual overall uptick going to be because of COVID. And by the way, I don't think it's because of COVID that we're having this particular scenario. It's the response of certain governments, city, county, and so on, in the shutdown of businesses that's creating this problem. It's not COVID itself. It's governmental response to COVID that's making it so certain people lose their homes. So please don't blame this on COVID. As much as I hate that particular virus and think that it was something foisted upon us by the Chinese, I'm not blaming COVID for people losing their homes. No, it's the reaction to COVID as to why people are losing their homes. Let's not lose sight of this. So anytime you see headlines like this coming out of Bloomberg that say millions of Americans expect to lose their homes as COVID rages, this makes it sound like it's COVID's fault. It's not COVID's fault, folks. Now, there may be some isolated cases where the breadwinner of the home got COVID, they passed away, maybe didn't have things planned out, no life insurance, things along those lines. Now the family's trying to figure out ways to pay the bills. Okay, I understand that. That I guess you could attribute directly to COVID, much like you could contribute it to an auto accident or a flu or somebody dying of diabetes or cancer or anything else along those lines. Okay, keep it all in perspective. But I think it's going to be isolated cases of people actually losing their homes because of COVID, not because of the response of governmental agencies towards COVID, i.e. Colorado and the shutting down of restaurants. By the way, just a side note, driving around yesterday, I had to go over to the mall to pick something up. And as I'm driving by Denver West, there are restaurant establishments that have tents set up outside of the restaurant. Most of you have seen what I'm talking about. And they're doing this because I'm assuming that's considered outdoor dining because they now have a tent and you're outside, not inside. But tell me how a tent enclosed, heated even, is any different from sitting on the inside of the restaurant versus sitting on the outside of the restaurant. Is COVID so smart that it all of a sudden knows you're outside versus inside? I mean, folks, we have to be the dumbest bunch of people on the planet to think through what we're doing and think that that's okay and it's normal and that's going to actually somehow fix the problem. All these businesses have done, to their credit, is figure out ways to either expand their dining hall, have more space so they can actually serve more people and keep the doors open. And they've just figured out ways around these stupid rules that we've put in place as a state and counties and cities. Dumb, by the way, dumb. Our response to this has been totally backwards in the way we should be handling this. I've said this from, gosh, all the way back in March, after we came out of the 2 days, or the 2 weeks and then the 30 days to slow the spread, which we all did. And now we're some 9 months later doing the exact same stupid, idiotic things, expecting different results. By the way, what we did back in March and April didn't change anything. It's not changing anything today. This virus is going to do what it's going to do. The other question I want to keep throwing out to everybody is, COVID's not going anywhere. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but it's here. It's a virus. It's been foisted upon the world. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So are we going to do this now forever? Are we going to be eating in parking lots in a tent for the rest of our lives because COVID now exists? Are we going to be wearing a mask on an airplane and a train and a bus and to enter into buildings forever. And by the way, just as a side note, there's no vaccine that's going to cure all of this. Don't let any government agency or individual tell you that a vaccine's fixing this. It's not. Some will get the vaccine, some won't. I won't, by the way. Not because I'm an anti-vaxxer, just because I don't feel like I need it. If I get COVID, I'll be fine. I'm not worried about it. I'm not losing any sleep at night over COVID. Therefore, I'm not going to get a vaccine. I guess the only way I would end up getting a vaccine, this is something we'll talk about in future shows, would be if it's required that I have to go to, you know, if it's required for me to have a vaccine to attend certain events, sporting events and so on, will I get a vaccine? I'll have to look at it at that point in time. I don't know, to be honest with you. I will tell you that if it becomes easier, and this is going to be the caveat here, if it becomes easier to have a vaccine than having constant negative COVID tests to prove you're okay to go into an arena or an area or a restaurant or a whatever, that's how they'll force the vaccine upon us, folks. And you'll have to decide as a citizen at that point, do I want to get a vaccine and go to those things, go to those events, go to dinner, go here, go there, fly, do whatever, or am I just going to get a negative test every time I want to go do something? Because again, I want to remind everyone something, by the way, that the news media is not talking about. COVID's not going anywhere. Let me give you a little tip on that. It's here. COVID-19, which is its actual description, I know it's a Chinese virus, but the COVID-19 virus is here to stay. It's not going, just like H1N1 is here to stay. COVID-19 is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. I'm not sure anybody out there in the general populace really understands what I just said. 10 years from now, if I'm still alive, COVID-19 will be as well. It's not going to get eradicated, folks. It's here. It's a virus. Viruses spread. It's what they do. It's what they're manufactured to do. It's what the Chinese set out in doing in this particular case. Is it a conspiracy theory? Not going down that path. I have no idea. All I'm saying is it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And I don't think anybody out there is talking about that. It's not going away. We'll come back in a moment. Enchanted Kitchens is next. If you want to make that room, that part of your house, the kitchen, that place that everybody gathers, which I keep reminding you, they already are, make it that enchanted place that people really want to hang out in. Go to klzradio.com, look up Enchanted Kitchens, or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate you all joining me today. And again, I want to say a special thanks to Andy and all the different folks that made the show happen while I was gone. I really do appreciate that very much. One last thing I want to talk about. I didn't get a chance to get into this, and Warren up in Cheyenne probably would appreciate this, but there was an article in the Daily Mail about a Wyoming health official leading the state's COVID response that said the so-called pandemic, quote-unquote, is a plot by Russia and China to spread communism and hurt America. I read through the article, and I'll have to read more about this and actually maybe bring this back to you tomorrow because, as always, there's always more things I need to read between the lines to really see if that is, in fact, what this particular state official said. I would be surprised if that's exactly what he said. He may have said something similar to what I just said a moment ago, and added in the fact that it does give the ability to spread socialism a lot more easily when you got everybody locked down and shut down and do the things that are happening right now underneath our noses. I'll look into it and get back to you tomorrow on that. We'll be back tomorrow, though, same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.